A group of Czech senators has backed a formal legal complaint to the country's constitutional court to challenge recently enacted legislation mandating that large stores close on public holidays. Dominic Yoon has that.
The complaint, lodged by the Czech Chamber of Commerce, has the backing of 19 Czech senators spanning the Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and the governing ANO party. The plaintiffs argue that legislation signed by the president back in July, forcing large stores to close on 7 selected public holidays, represents a form of discrimination. Appearing at a press briefing on Wednesday, Civic Democrat Senator Jaroslav Kubera, a firm proponent of the legal challenge, expressed his hopes that the law would be overturned.
Hned po přijetí tohoto zákona se na nás obrátila hospodářská komora.
As soon as the law was passed, we were approached by the Czech Chamber of Commerce and also the Czech Confederation of Commerce and Tourism, who argued that they didn't think this was a good law. We, Civic Democrats, also did not think this law was good and did not vote for it. Why on earth should the state be intervening in the matter of how and when trading will take place? We don't think it should, that this is not its role.
Vladimír Dlouhý, the head of the Czech Chamber of Commerce, flanked Senator Kubera at the press event. He told reporters that as it stood, he believed the law was impractical in the way it demarked a more than 200 square meter size limit for determining which stores had to close.
I also think it might become some kind of Trojan horse, gradually limiting all store openings on public holidays and then on Sundays too. That is something that we would strongly oppose.
A to je něco, čemu bychom v každém případě chtěli zabránit.
Dlouhý also suggested the law goes against international trends.
Často se argumentuje tím, že kolem nás, abych tak řekl, tradičně
we often hear the argument that our traditionally Catholic neighbors in Bavaria and Austria close their stores on Sundays. But even in these countries such limits are gradually being eased.
Postupně uvolňuje.
It is not clear when the group intends to formally present its case to the Constitutional Court. The law, in effect since this autumn, was first felt during the October 28th Czech Statehood Day. It will also limit store opening hours on Christmas Eve and force closures on Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day. Aside from larger stores, the law also mandates the closure of second-hand bazaars. Other outlets such as pharmacies, gas filling stations and airport stores are allowed to stay open. Advocates for the law, trade unions in particular, argued that workers deserve the right to spend public holidays with their families instead of being forced to go to work. Passage of the legislation over the summer represented the culmination of a 10-year effort by such labour groups. Back in April, the Hungarian Parliament repealed a law barely on the books for a year, shuttering stores on Sundays. Germany's London Schlutzgesetz, or shop closing law, has been in effect since 1956, though local states have modified certain provisions. Sunday shopping is still largely prohibited, save for exceptions such as bakeries, cafes and restaurants. According to the OSPO, the Czech Store Workers Trade Union, the vast majority of employees are happy to take time off during the 7 newly mandated days of rest.